Two men waited patiently in an expansive hallway of worn carpeting and chipped wainscoting. The dank and musty smell had met them at the door and quickly saturated their clothes and filled their heads. They stood across from each other, leaning against marred walls. A chase up three flights of stairs had their uniforms clinging and their pulses pounding. Now it was just a matter of catching their breaths and waiting for their quarry's next move. Their eyes drifted, each listening to the groans and creaks of the aged building, reluctant to express verbally how appallingly creepy the boarded-up hotel felt. It used to be easy for Jake to dismiss any such reactions, at least before he had met his wife. His partner, however, was showing signs of folding, backing out on his agreement not to engage in any further banter. Frank had started with comments about how much the Embers Hotel reminded him of the hotel in Stephen King's book, The Shining. Then he had started guessing how many people had died over the years, and how many were still roaming the halls. Jake's death ray stare had squelched Frank's lips, at least for a short time. Frank's fingers were tapping out a tune on his thigh. His head bobbed to an imaginary beat while his eyes continued to dance with each sigh and groan from the decrepit building. The only way Frank knew to drown out the sounds was to fill it with his voice.
"How long are we going to wait her out?"
He glanced down the length of the hall where she rested, challenging their patience.
"As long as it takes. Should have shot her when we had the chance."
Frank squatted down and opened the door to the pet cage.
"Although it should be Chief Mercy in our crosshairs, assigning us for a month with the animal control officers. Betty's laughing his ass off."
Jake wasn't happy about it either. Their exile was the result of their last case where the suspect had been deposited into a hospital room with a window that opened. Neither he nor Frank had been aware of what rooms were available. They had been too busy helping to dig up the bodies of 23 victims. How were they to know the murder suspect would jump to her death? Chief Murphy hadn't seen it that way. He pulled them off homicide and tossed them to the animal control department for 4 weeks. They had thought of filing a complaint with the Board of Police and Fire Commissioners, but Murphy threatened to revoke Frank's recent promotion.
"Did you know a cat barely waits for your body to cool before it begins eating you?" "I take it Claudia still has the cat," Jake said. "Yeah. And now my son's become attached to the beast. Damn thing sleeps in my bed, and when I roll over, all I see are these slitted eyes staring at me, its pink tongue smacking its lips. One time it tapped my neck ever so gently, right on the carotid artery, as though checking to see if I still had a pulse."
A flash of black darted toward a table at the end of the hall.
"Do you know how many times this black cat has crossed our paths today? This is not a good sign."
They took off at a trot, the cage knocking against Frank's thigh.
"We do have our guns," Jake reminded him.
This brought a devilish smile from Frank.
"That we do."
They paused several feet from the feline as it cowered under a narrow table, inching itself against the baseboard. Amber eyes blinked slowly, and the cat yawned as though tiring of the game.
"Ha, ha, ha," Frank taunted. "Nowhere to go now."
The feline's eyes shifted from Frank to Jake, then it inched back on its haunches and licked one white paw. Frank set the cage down and moved with the caution of a hunter sneaking up on a cobra.
"Come here, kitty, kitty, kitty."
The cat stopped licking and stared at Frank, not blinking, but its eyes seemed to say, "Come here, piggy, piggy, piggy."